J.K. Rowling mocks radical gender mob with UK Mother's Day message, Happy Birthing Parent Day. By Warner Todd Houston on March 12, 2024. Writer J.K. Rowling continued her attack on the woke, woman-hating, left with a Mother's Day message mocking the inclusive language favored by the LGBTQ crowd. With Mother's Day being celebrated in the UK on March 10, the British author jumped to her ex account and posted a message ridiculing the left's penchant for erasing women with language that neutralizes their actual gender. Happy Birthing Parent Day to all whose large gametes were fertilized, resulting in small humans whose sex was assigned by doctors making mostly lucky guesses, she wrote in her first post. After the usual suspects jumped in to attack her, Rowling then added a reply reading, "Devastated and bewildered that my embrace of inclusive language has angered its most enthusiastic devotees. So let's just say, Happy Mother's Day to all females who've raised children." Rowling has been a particular target of the extreme trans-pushing left because she firmly believes that transgenderism is being used to tear down real, natural-born females, especially in sports where trans athletes continue to rack up championships and erase records set by actual female athletes. The most recent attack on her integrity came from transgender TV personality India Willoughby, who reported Rowling to the police in the UK for being mean to trans people and misgendering him. Willoughby, Britain's first transgender broadcaster who has appeared on Celebrity Big Brother and who transitioned surgically in 2015, blasted Rowling as transphobic for not calling him a woman. The UK's Crown Prosecution Service has labelled hostility to transgenders a hate crime, but the statutes currently do not include misgendering someone as a crime. Rowling has said that it is actually Willoughby who is committing the crime. "Some time ago, lawyers advised me that not only did I have a clearly winnable case against India Willoughby for defamation, but that India's obsessive targeting of me over the past few years may meet the legal threshold for harassment," she said in a post on X. "I ignored this advice because I couldn't be bothered giving India the publicity he so clearly craves," Rowling added. "Aware as I am that it's an offense to lie to law enforcement, I'll simply have to explain to the police that, in my view, India is a classic example of the male narcissist who lives in a state of perpetual rage that he can compel women to take him at his own valuation." Rowling even maintained that it was actually Willoughby who was pushing hate. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.